wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China-Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more. Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China-Africa Talk. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. We'll see you there. Listeners, welcome to the second segment of our program. As I mentioned earlier, we are now joined by our other guest, Professor Zhang Xiaowen. She's an associate professor at the School of Economics and Management at the Zhejiang Normal University China-Africa International Business School. Professor Zhang, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, what do we need to understand about Chinese investment promotion in Africa so far?
Okay, thank you, Bridget. Yes, China's investment promotion in Africa has been a significant topic of discussion in recent years. So Chinese investment in Africa has been increasing rapidly in recent years.
Okay.
During 2010 to 2020, every year China's FDI flows are between 2.5 billion mm-hmm. to 5.5 billion US dollar.
Right.
And the FDI stocks also reached to 43.3 billion US dollar at the end of 2020. But actually, China is a latecomer to African market. I mean, in terms of the investment.
Okay.
But China is the fastest growing outward FDI countries in African country. So you can see the majority of Chinese investment in Africa has focused on infrastructure projects like roads, railways, and power plants. This year, we also see the manufacturing sector invest growing fast. Currently, the Chinese invest in Africa has been a significant driver of economic growth in some African country, like Chinese investment, the Ethiopia's industrial park and the Dongfang Gongyeyuan, okay, and the construction of the standard gauge railway in Kenya. So these investments are driven by or conducted under the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, so we call it FOCAC. And now we also have Belt and Road Initiative. These frameworks, okay, provide the platform for China and Africa to discuss investment opportunities and ways to promote economic cooperation. So I think these are a few things that are important to understand about Chinese investment promotion in Africa.
But when we look at the current state of China-Africa investment relationship, what are the stereotypes, though, of investment? What are some of the details that we're missing?
Oh, yeah, I heard a lot about this. And those stereotypes and the misconception, or we call it about the China-Africa investment relations,
right,
is obscure the details of the actual investment dynamics.
Mm.
So someone, and they will think China's investment in Africa is primarily focused on the natural resource.
Right.
But the reality is, yes, natural resources remain the important component of China's investment. But the Chinese investments are also increasingly diversified into other sectors like infrastructure, manufacturing, technology, or financial service. Also because they think China's investment in Africa is primarily focused on the natural resource, then they will think Chinese investment in Africa is sometimes considered predatory.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, there has been concerns about the social and the environmental impact of some Chinese investment projects in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important to recognize that Chinese investment has also played a significant role in promotion, economic growth, and the development in Africa. Another stigma is that the Chinese investment in Africa is a form of neocolonialism.
Yeah.
But the reality is China's investment in Africa is driven by its own economic interest, while not aimed at creating a new colonial empire in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, like African countries has agency, they can decide which investment project to accept and how to structure their relationship. So we always say win-win situation and the mutual benefits, and we also did like this way.
Mm-hmm.
But the last ones I want to add is one thing that like Chinese investment in Africa is a one-way street. But the reality is that African countries, they are also investing in Africa, in China, and also seeking to build economic partnership with Africa, not only for investment, but in terms of the international trade And we can see that this year, China encouraged import from African countries by reducing the tariff and also introduce some other measures. So I want to say it's quite important to look beyond these stereotypes and to examine the actual details of the China-Africa investment relationship.
Thank you, Professor, for debunking some of those stereotypes. You mentioned just now diversity, and I'd like to know from you, perhaps, how does China invest in African countries, considering how diverse the African continent is? What has been the trend or the criteria since 2018 FOCAC, perhaps, up till now?
Okay, yeah. China's investment in African countries is diverse, but it takes many forms.
Okay.
So mainly depending on the specific needs and the priorities of each country.
Uh-huh.
I think it's to meet China's needs and at the same time to meet African countries' needs. And like the manufacturing, the Chinese companies has also invested heavily in manufacturing in Africa. So this is aimed at taking advantage of Africa's relatively low labor cost and developing the country's manufacturing base.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Chinese companies, they have also invested in service in Africa,
mm-hmm.
such as telecommunication, banking, and tourism. So this is aimed at supporting Africa's economic development and meeting the growing demand for service in the continent. So since 2018 FOCAC, there's been a growing emphasis on promoting sustainable and high quality investment in Africa.
Right.
So no matter the 2018 FOCAC, we have the 8 major initiatives, or the 2021 FOCAC 9 programs. China has emphasized importance of win-win cooperation and mutual benefits and respect for local conditions and priorities of African countries.
Okay, win-win and mutual benefits. Since the establishment of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation and Belt and Road Initiative for International Cooperation, China has become a great driving force for Africa's development. But what have been the gains between China and Africa in the partnership of investment? So I've just mentioned win-win, mutual benefits.
Yeah.
What have been the gains?
Definitely the partnership between China and Africa in investment promotion has led to several gains over the past 2 decades. For both sides,
okay.
Not only Africa, but also for China. Okay, since the establishment of FOCAC in 2000, Chinese investment in Africa has grown very rapidly, and investing in a wide range of sectors. So once I mentioned infrastructure, played a very significant role in the promoting infrastructure development, including the construction of ports, railways, and highways. So this has helped to connect previously isolated regions and improve access to the market, service, and also job. Then second, I think it's increased access to finance.
Okay.
Chinese investment in Africa has also helped to increase access to finance for African countries. And
okay.
For example, the China Development Bank and the Export-Import Bank of China, they have provided significant financing for infrastructure projects in Africa. And then another thing that I want to say is it will be technology transfer.
Right.
Okay, especially in recent year, the Chinese investment in Africa has also facilitated technology transfer, with Chinese company bringing new technologies and production methods to African country. So this also has helped to promote innovation and improve productive in African countries. At the same time, the Chinese investment in Africa has led to the creation of new jobs.
Okay.
And I think this is quite important to the African countries. So both through the direct employment in Chinese company or through the ripple effects of investment projects on the local economy. So I think the partnership between China and Africa in investment promotion has also seen an example
mm-hmm.
of South-South cooperation
mm-hmm.
with China offering a new model of development that is distinct from the traditional Western donor-recipient relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this has helped to promote a greater cooperation between developing country and also reduce the reliance on developed countries for the aid and for the investment.
So let's talk about the companies here, Chinese companies. Now, according to the details with regards to the investment promotion program, Chinese companies are also encouraged to make at least 10 billion of investment in Africa, which is a lot of money in the next 3 years. Could you give us an idea of the kind of Chinese companies we are talking about here? Are they SMEs or SOEs? And in which areas of the African economy do you see significant opportunities for them to invest in?
Okay, yeah. I think it will be a mix of both SOEs and the private companies.
Okay.
And once, actually, I want to mention, like, currently, the 70% of the companies that invest in African country, they are private companies.
Okay.
70%. Yeah. So it will be the SOEs, and we also will have the private companies and the ranging in size from the larger multinational corporations and even to the small and medium-sized enterprise. In terms of the area of Africa economy with significant investment opportunities, I think one still is infrastructure. Because the Africa still has a significant infrastructure gap. Then next, I think it will be the manufacturing, particularly in the sector such as like electronics and automobiles and the textiles. Then agriculture.
Okay.
Because agriculture is a key sector, no matter in Africa countries and even for China, it's very, very important. So China has been promoting agriculture technology cooperations with African countries to improve the agricultural productivities. Then a new trend found it will be the renewable energy.
Okay.
So this is a growing demand for the renewable energy in Africa country. And the Chinese investors, they have already made a significant investment in these sectors, but there are still potential for future investment in renewable energy projects like solar, wind, also like hydroelectric power.
Okay.
And the last, but the, not the least things I want to say, it will be digital economy sector.
Digital, okay.
Like the, yeah, like the 5G, like the cloud computing, and even now we already see the cross-border e-commerce, right? It's a huge potential in these sectors. So there are significant opportunities for Chinese investors to invest in Africa.
You know, just now you mentioned that we have 70% of Chinese companies and they're private.
Yeah, private. 70%.
Okay, all right. This will be a topic maybe for next time, but it's interesting that you mentioned this because on the receiving end, get a sense that some of these stereotypes actually emerge in the sense that people don't, these are actually private companies.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of companies, because the African local people know maybe it's the infrastructure.
Yes.
So a lot of infrastructure companies, they are state-owned companies. So maybe they think, okay, you know, lots of them or most of them are SOEs, but actually 70, more than 70 are private companies.
This probably needs to actually be clarified more. When you look in the newspapers and some of these comments that come out, it'll come out as China did this in terms of the companies. But now that you actually explained, there's actually more that needs to be done in terms of enlightening people as to these are actually private companies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the last bit, what more can be done to improve the trade investment gap between Africa and China?
There are still many things that we can do. But what I want to emphasize here is the people-to-people relationship or the people-to-people exchange.
Right.
This, I think, is a very, very important aspect of China-Africa investment.
Mm.
Because investing in Africa actually is not just about money. It's about the build the long-term relationship and the partnership. So people-to-people interaction, such as like the cultural exchange and educational programs and also tourisms, I think it can help to build a mutual understanding and also trust between China and the African countries.
Okay. Professor Zhao Xiaoweng, thank you so much for sharing your insights and contributing to the topic. Fortunately, that's all the time that we have on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post it on social media or leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.